Going to talk some American sport and look back on 2016 in US sport with Dave Smith, the sports god from NBC Radio in Los Angeles. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kev.
Now let's have a look back at 2016 in American sport. It always starts sort of in the January, February with the NFL, and we've seen the two teams that played in Super Bowl last year or Super Bowl this year, not even in contention to make the Super Bowl for next year.
Yeah, and well, what a way to go out first week of February. Peyton Manning, one of the great quarterbacks in the history of the National Football League, goes out with his second Super Bowl championship in his final game, and then he retires. So that was a great moment in NFL history. And even though it was a diminished Peyton Manning and not nearly what he used to be, and you saw how much they missed him this year, Kev, where they don't even make the playoffs when Peyton Manning's gone.
Is his legacy as a quarterback, does he sit in the top 10 of all time?
Oh, absolutely. I think, only having the one Super Bowl win hurt him through the years, but I think getting that second one puts him top five of all time, certainly, because you look at the numbers. He's yardage, completions, attempts, touchdowns. He's number one or close to it in every offensive category. So absolutely, he's top five, especially when he got that second Super Bowl win, that cemented it.
And that made him the best Manning quarterback in the family, too, which helped.
Well, he's tied with Eli now. They both have two, but but he has better numbers, certainly, overall than Eli. And, boy, the dad, well, Archie was a great quarterback in his own right. What a shame. He was never on a team with a winning record in his entire NFL career. He was on bad teams throughout, and he was really one of the all-time greats, too. It's a shame he was never on a good team.
Yeah, it's an amazing family. Hey, we moved to baseball now, and the baseball season seems for us here, I don't know what it seems like for you there, but for us here, it seems to go forever. And then we get to the World Series, and this year played out beautifully.
162 games. Yeah, it does go on forever, including spring training. But this is one of the great years in baseball history. The Chicago Cubs, after a 108-year drought. Imagine that. You can be born, your father, your grandfather, being Cubs fans, and they will have never seen a World Series championship. And finally, after 108 years, they break the curse of the Billy Goat and come through finally, and they were down 3-1 to the Cleveland Indians, so it looked like they weren't going to do it this year either. And Cleveland, the Indians, they had a drought of, 1948, so that was, 72 years since they haven't won either. So it was one streak was going to go this year in baseball.
A lot of people sort of thought that if the Indians had won it, it would have been a better story. From your point of view as someone who covers sport in America, which of the two does give you the best story?
Oh, the Cubs. Yeah. Are you kidding? 108 years and the curse of the Billy Goat and one of the great stadiums in the history of baseball, Wrigley Field. I mean, that and Fenway Park in Boston, the two iconic old 100-year-old stadiums. And, Wrigley Field with the ivy on the walls and the loyal fans. And, that's a tremendous story that they finally broke through.
And the NBA this year, I guess you'd have to say that was one of the great final series of all time?
Oh, yes. Cleveland's down 3-1 after they lost to the Golden State Warriors last year. Looked like they were done, and somehow they found a way to win in 7 games and winning on the Golden State Warriors' home court where they'd only lost 1 game all year. And the city of Cleveland, they broke a drought since 1964 when the great Jim Brown and the Cleveland Browns won the world championship. It had been 52 years since any professional sports team in Cleveland had won a championship, so that was a long drought too. But Kyrie Irving and Matthew Dellavedova, two Australians, contributing greatly to the Cleveland Cavaliers championship.
Yeah, no, that was sensational. LeBron James, I've got friends of mine who say that he doesn't get the kudos that he should get, and a lot of people still say Jordan is the best ever and is much better than LeBron, and LeBron doesn't get really the space that he deserves.
Well, I certainly wouldn't put him in Michael Jordan's class yet. Michael Jordan, to me, is the greatest basketball player of all time. And, I wouldn't put LeBron in the top five until he needs to win another championship. Then I think either that or when his career ends. He's tied with Larry Bird now at 3, and they both play the same position. So when you get on the all-time teams, I still have Bird maybe a hair ahead of him. But if LeBron wins another one, he might move ahead. Or if he continues this another 4 or 5 years and puts up all those great numbers, I think certainly LeBron's a top five talent of all time. Is he as good as Jordan? I don't think so. Jordan with the 6 championships, and I think what separates them, LeBron's bigger and, at 6'8 and 260 pounds and a freak athlete, but I don't think anybody's had that killer instinct that Michael Jordan had. I mean, he would run over his own mother to win a game. He was ruthless and merciless. I used to have Steve Kerr on my show a lot before he was the coach of the Warriors, and he said Michael used to get in fistfights about once or twice a week in practice. He punched Luke Longley in the mouth once. He blackened Steve Kerr's eye. Almost everyone on the team wound up in a fistfight. He was so competitive, like a five-on-five scrimmage in practice, Michael would treat it like the seventh game of the NBA Finals and want to fight. And if he lost the game, he'd start fights with everybody out there. It's just ridiculously competitive.
Yeah, okay. I'd be interested to see that you think Jordan obviously is so much much ahead of LeBron in terms of that, because a lot of people these days just think LeBron is the king.
Well, it's close. I mean, they're in the same conversation. There's an elite group of NBA players of all time. Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Kareem, Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, and I think now you put LeBron in that mix as well, where, you know, you could make a case for any of them to be the greatest player of all time. So I think those seven right there are the elites that stand above everybody else in NBA history.
Yeah, it's been another terrific year in U.S. sport. Thank you, Dave, for talking to us about it and helping us out covering it during the year.
Oh, anytime. Thanks, Kevin.
Dave Smith there from NBC Sports Radio in Los Angeles. The Sports God. Follow him on Twitter. He is a very entertaining man with a lot of great thoughts on what's going on in U.S. sport.